Igniting, inspiring, and evoking the fire within. You're listening to the What's Your Inspiration Podcast with Fox Beyer.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the What's Your Inspiration Podcast. And I know it's been a while. And the next slew of episodes or group of episodes are really going to be focused on mental skills and centered around mental skills. And I'd like to give credit to Brian Kane, whose Mental Performance Mastery course I took about 2 years ago. I'd also like to give credit to the book, The Obstacle is the Way, and author Matt Holliday. And another person who has passed on, my 12th grade English teacher, Mr. Foley, who really inspired this episode and this presentation, which I've shared with my students and my players and some members of my faculty as well. So I figured I'd share it with you, hoping that it would have a positive impact. And really the basis of this episode is the impact of body language, focus, and self-talk. And if we have control of these three things, we can control our outcomes. As the body controls the mind controls your behavior, and your behavior can control your results. Where the mind goes, the body follows, and with the right perspective, we can realize power that we didn't know that we had. And I really wish I had this tool in my tool shed some 27 years ago when I was a senior in high school. That year, that baseball season as a pitcher, we at Chatham High School, us Cougars, had a really good season advancing in the state playoffs. And I was fortunate to have a very good year on the mound as a pitcher. I was on top of the world. At one point during the season, a local TV network here in New Jersey, Madison Square Garden Network, came and filmed a feature on me. And that day, Mike Quick and his crew filmed me against Newark Arts. And I was able to win the game and pitch very, very well. So I felt on top of the world. The next day, I remember standing in our athletic director's office, and a parent of a student who I was very good friends with looked at me and said, "You know, Fox, life isn't always going to be this great all of the time." At the time, I was kind of offended, thinking to myself, "Well, I decide how happy I am in my life." But looking back, they were right. I had this English teacher my senior year, the 12th grade year, Mr. Foley. I was just mesmerized by him, as a lot of my classmates were. It was just the way that he carried himself and the meticulous way he went through every lesson, always inspiring his students and keeping them top of mind. He had this way of reading to his students. Remember, we were 18 years old at the time. He would read so smoothly through all these passages in class, and he would hardly ever mess up a word. And he would insert his own words for words in the text, in the readings. Like, instead of saying the word ass, he would say arse. Instead of saying the word surprised, he would say suppressed. And I'm embarrassed to say this. I really wanted to make Mr. Foley proud of me. So I begged and begged and begged him that year, that spring, to come watch me pitch in a game. And I knew where he parked at school. And after practice, his car frequently would still be there. And I would wait by his car and wait for him to walk out with his briefcase. And there he'd be with a smile on his face. And again, continue to beg him to come to one of my games. Well, during May that season, some exactly 27 years ago, I was pitching in a game against a local school here in New Jersey that's no longer in existence. And unfortunately, that day, things didn't go during that game the way they did for most of that season for me when I was on the mound. And I was not handling it very well. Every pitch that I threw that was called a ball was the umpire's fault. Every ball that I threw that was hit and put in play and not recorded as an out was my fielder's fault. I was being an embarrassment to my parents who raised me, my coaches who coached me, my teachers who taught me, and my teammates and friends who were supporting me. In the second inning of that game, I got a ball back from my catcher, Scott, and I looked behind the backstop, and there stood Mr. Foley. He was wearing corduroy pants, a white collared shirt, and a yellow sweater. And never did he scold his students. But in the 6 seconds that Mr. Foley and I held eye contact, which felt like 6 hours, he tilted his head to the side as if to say, "Fox, I don't know who you think you are right now, but you need to shape up and clean up your act." And by the time after I dropped my head and looked up, he was gone. We lost that game that day. And I remember sitting in my car, an old 1992 Volkswagen Jetta with a cassette deck, having the tape of the Beastie Boys album Ill Communication in my hand. It was a green tape, if those of you who are my age remember. I'm 45 years old as I record this. And I broke it over my knee thinking I was some tough guy. I never got to rectify that day with Mr. Foley and apologize for how I acted. About 3 years later in the year 2000, I was part of the South Carolina baseball team and we were on the road at the University of Kentucky. We had just won the Friday night game on top of the world, ranked number one in the nation at the time. That morning, that Saturday morning, I got a phone call. And the gist of it was from a former classmate of mine informing me that Mr. Foley had passed away. Immediately, I wrote the word "suppretzled" under the bill of my cap. And it was something that he would always say. Instead of saying the word "surprised," he would say the word "suppretzled." It was a reminder that I needed to understand that somebody who respected me would be watching. So I needed to really be aware of three things: my body language, my focus, and my self-talk. So with that, I want to encourage you to write down the following on a sheet of paper. And you could pause this after I explain this if you'd like. Body language, focus, and self-talk would be your rows, and best and worst would be your columns. And write down what your body language, focus, and self-talk are like when you are at your worst, when you are struggling. For me, body language-wise, my chin is down, my shoulders are slumped, and I'm taking short, choppy steps. I can't focus on anything. I don't maintain eye contact. I leave drawers open, lights on, and doors open. And my self-talk, or my internal dialogue, I say things to myself like, "You're a loser and you're garbage." It is so amazing that we say things to ourselves that if they were said to us by someone else, we'd punch that person in the face. I wonder why we are self-deprecating sometimes. Now, continuing with the sheet, focus, or I should say body language at my best. My chest is up, my back is straight, and I'm taking long, deliberate strides. If you're sitting down, try this as you sit in your chair. Put your chest up and your back straight and your feet firmly on the floor. Science shows that this releases a chemical called dopamine. And this chemical fights diseases and helps you get better sleep. And that better sleep helps you deal with the inevitable stresses and pressures of the day. Now, focus-wise, I'm able to focus on one thing at a time. And it's amazing when I focus on one thing at a time how much I get done during the day. And then the S, self-talk, I don't say much. There's an old saying, or a dodge, if you would call it that. drawing on my power of language, I said nothing. That's my perspective. You may want to pause it right now and write down what your body language, focus, and self-talk, BFS, are like at your worst and at your best. And if you know that, now that you know that, in stressful situations, you'd be able to migrate from the bad to the good. And again, I wish I had this tool on. I want to thank Brian Kane for this and his Mental Performance Mastery course for this. If I had this tool some 27 years ago, I could have rectified what I really did to Mr. Foley before he passed away. That's a pain that for me, that will never go away, that I really don't want you who is listening to burden. So please, control your body language, focus, and self-talk. And in whatever walk of life you are in, win anyway. Even if tough times last, tough people, they last longer. And as you go down this mogul-ridden path, let your faith grow stronger. If you fall off the horse, get up and get back on the saddle. Victory Highway is not smooth sailing, for that road is a constant uphill battle. Even if positive thoughts don't work, negative thoughts, they'll kill you. So keep your mind, your body, and your soul on high alert. You will never know the heights you will take yourself to. Keep one hand on the wheel and one foot on the gas. These struggles you will face, they are real, and you could tell them to kiss your ass. Again, control your body language, focus, and self-talk, and win anyway. I will talk at you all later. Take good care.
You have been listening to the What's Your Inspiration podcast with Fox Beyer, because impact on each other is the greatest currency you could ever have.